Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my friend Anatole Levin at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. And we're speaking of a conversation, two conversations, really. One with the Financial Times over a Sauvignon, wine, I believe. All these things mean are significant. The other with the New York Times, much more straightforward. As Mr. Blinken leaves his role as Secretary of State and starts to be a world-scale speaker, and I look forward to his information. He's going to write books, and it will be revelatory of these last years. Ukraine is darkness visible, along with Syria. I'm going to stay with Ukraine, however, because it was prominently in the New York Times interview. Ukraine is now an unsolved story. We've talked of a ceasefire these last weeks. I didn't see it in Mr. Blinken's remarks. Did you find it there?
Well, Blinken acknowledged what I think is now pretty much universally acknowledged, that there are going to have to be talks, that, you know, that in the end there will have to be an agreed solution, which by definition means an agreement with Russia. And that has not really previously, or was not, the Biden administration line. But, of course, he wouldn't go into any details about this, nor, of course, would he acknowledge the many accusations that have been leveled that the US could have avoided this war diplomatically or ended it diplomatically much earlier on much better terms for Ukraine. Because, of course, certainly over the past year, the Ukraine situation on the ground has got steadily worse. And, you know, there is a risk of disaster. I mean, I don't know whether it would be fair to ask Blinken, you know, to respond more honestly on that. But, I mean, the thing is, you know, he and Sullivan, too, have sought to portray, as I suppose they have to, the foreign policy record of the Biden administration as a tremendous success. He wasn't pressed nearly enough on whether this can, you know, really be called successful, given the condition of Ukraine, given the state of relations with China, you know, given what's happened in the Middle East.
About the future, Mr. Blinken appears to acknowledge that Europe will have to play a larger role or not. Is that a good news for the United States going forward? There's talk of Europe having to increase its defense budget to 5%. There's talk of a European army. Does Mr. Blinken regard that talk as positive or negative? I couldn't tell.
Well, I expect that Blinken would regard this as largely positive. I mean, the question, though, is it going to happen? The Biden administration was sensible enough not to demand, unlike Trump, that the European countries increase their military spending to 5% of GDP, because given present budgetary conditions and economic conditions in Europe, I mean, I really think if they tried to do that, governments would fall all over the continent. I mean, they're falling already, but they would do so faster and further. But of course, the other thing, and for this, Blinken is not responsible at all. Certainly wasn't his idea. The incoming president, Trump, has actually done something which Putin has never done. He has threatened to seize a large part, indeed an enormous part, of the national territory of one NATO member, and actually annex the whole of another NATO member, namely, you know, Greenland from Denmark, and Canada. Now, I'm not saying that he will actually do this, but I mean, the point is that the Europeans have put themselves in a position where they're going to have to swallow enormous amounts of humiliation from the Trump administration. And that, of course, is going to undermine still further, you know, the crumbling prestige and popularity, once again, of European governments. I mean, the thing is that, you know, the entire European, from a political point of view, but that also means, and an economic point of view, but that also means a budgetary point of view and a military point of view. The European pillar of NATO, which is, after all, absolutely critical, is actually looking, it's not looking stronger. It only looks stronger if you only, you know, if you tot up only military spending. But if you look at the political situations in France, in Britain, in Germany, in Austria now, this isn't looking good at all.
About the election again, that point in the Times interview, it's more prominent than in the Financial Times interview. Mr. Blinken didn't commit himself one way or the other, whether he was listening to the vote of the American people. I didn't hear it in any event. Is that the way the State Department works? The people come, the people go, but we're the State Department?
Well, yes. I mean, that's what people mean when they talk about the blob in Washington, which, you know, exists permanently and which believes that it has a permanent right to dictate American foreign and security policy, you know, irrespective of the wishes of American majorities. It's the same thing with European security establishments, by the way. The only difference is that, of course, they also define everything in terms of what America wants. But I mean, that is becoming very dangerous because, you know, in the end, in what are still democracies, the legitimacy and the practicality of any foreign policy ultimately depends on the willingness of the electorate to support it and of the people to pay for it. And if that crumbles, well, you know, America will not be, the American people will not allow the United States to maintain its existing policies on the world stage.
Germany, Austria, France, Italy, to a certain extent, there are other countries here. The move towards populism looks significant. Is that a way of saying that NATO is crumbling? We have about a minute.
Yes, I think it is. The point is that these movements do not regard Russia as a threat, or not the biggest threat, are deeply opposed to interventionism anywhere else in the world, and are passionately anxious to concentrate on what they do think is important, which is domestic economics and, of course, immigration. And so, yeah, I mean, this represents a quite different set of priorities for Europe. And, you know, for a generation now, electorates have been moving steadily in this direction. I mean, not all at one go, and there have been reverses, but the secular trend is unmistakable.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, writing an unheard of the exit interview, one of them, by Mr. Blinken, the Secretary of State.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.